So I want to have a discussion today about home from a particular perspective. And before we quite get there, I just want to say whenever I'm readying myself for a trip to Israel, I feel a tension. And it's not the tension that lots of people feel in terms of their physical safety. Because I got to tell you, whenever you tell someone you're going to Israel, they say, travel safely with this greater weight. Whereas, I mean, I don't know, TSA in America is far worse. That's frightening, traveling today. But for me, it is this sense of being pulled in different directions. And where do I belong? And I know the high holidays I share with some of you, there was a point where I'd actually looked at even switching rabbinical schools and finishing at the school in Israel. And my wife humored me once when I asked, we should get a home, a retirement home in Israel. And she knows the best way to disarm me is always to agree and say, oh, sure, honey. then the conversation sort of ends at that point. But there's a, I take seriously, you know, this notion that Israel is our homeland. It's not an intellectual abstraction, but something that touches me in the kishkas, in my heart, in my soul, if you will. And in preparation and to deal with all those emotions I was feeling, I picked up some Heschel, one of the many people I turned to, because I wanted to carry some Torah with me. And given this week's Parsha of Pinchas and how the notion of home was really the theme that jumped out of me this week, perhaps because I'm going from my home in Portland to my soul's home in Israel, I picked up and read some material that Heschel had to say about home in general and about Israel as a home. And Heschel, in one of his essays from a wonderful collection called The Insecurity of Freedom, talks about the three ways that we can make aliyah if we can't, actually be there. Three ways of aiding the state of Israel. First is to lend financial and political help to the utmost of our ability. And I think that for American Jews, regardless of their politics and regardless of how they view helping Israel, that's often a way that speaks to people. The second is to dwell in the land of Israel. And if you're listening to this right now, not you on perhaps the live cast internet, but everyone else here in this room, we've chosen not to, certainly at least not full time. And then the third way that he talks about, though, is to, before I even get there, he says that the state of Israel is sort of an embarrassment and an inspiration. And the embarrassment is not the one that Portland Jews might feel in terms of Israel's politics, but that so much of Jewish life and of nation building, again, after 2,000-year absence is happening, and we choose not to return there. And what does that mean? And out of that sense of embarrassment, as an answer to it, Heschel says, the third way of aiding the state of Israel is to bring about an inner spiritual and cultural aliyah on the soil of America. And he then proceeds to talk about that third form in this essay. And if you've read Heschel, you'll be somewhat familiar with some of the themes he talks about how our prayer services in America and even the way we organize our Jewish community is not centered on fostering an inwardness, a depth, a soulfulness in our Jewish communities. We still operate out of programs, we still operate out of a social level, relational Judaism, as we talk about, and we still talk, he calls it statistics, but we would call it metrics. We look at what will poll well or where the demographics are pointing. And Heschel says that if you face the heartland where our people came into being at this spiritual potential, then our job is how do we build that in our synagogues, in our homes, in our Shabbat practice. That home, in other words, for a Jew, has to be about fostering deep wells of inner sensitivity. So the question I want us to discuss is our own notion of home and how Heschel's notion speaks to us or perhaps doesn't. Is Heschel right that the deepest form of Aliyah, those of us who choose here, need to do is to foster our inner spiritual life? So that's the question, and you will provide, if not an answer, at least some thoughts. So the floor is open. So the question is really how, what's your notion of home and connection to Heschel's notion of this inward nurturing our spiritual capacity?
So, first of all, my name's Arnie Worm, and this is my first time here. And my wife, Candy, some of you may know. I loved what you just did. I have long felt we're missing that part of the conversation. I was very struck this morning by when the cantor took us through the prayer for our country, and no offense intended, you mentioned to skip the second paragraph. The second paragraph to me was the essence of what our inner Judaism should be. Are we living our values out in the country? I practice law by day, but so much of what I do in my profession is also based upon what did I learn in synagogue, what did I learn at camp, what did I learn from Torah about how people should treat one another. And I have had on more than a few occasions discussions, especially with people who are Christian, about why they're going through what they're going through legally and what does it mean for their relationship with God. That to me is the essence of it, that everything I'm doing is touched by my Judaism and that there's so much more to it than what goes on in this building.
So there we have one thumb up for Heschel so far.
I'm Lori Fendel. Right now I'm reading Rabbi Naomi Levy's book, Einstein and the Rabbi. And all of her words are so so much in the way we live our lives and how we think about our lives. And the book is really about the soul. And she talks about the soul as in the here and now, not the soul that is separate from the body. But she talks about how to come in touch with your own soul and how to really understand yourself. And I think that's part of my home. And it's very deep and very spiritual, but she words it in a very comfortable way that you can understand.
Naomi Levy's great.
Hey everyone, good Shabbos. I'm Candy Wordman, and I haven't been here that long, but intermittently. I very much align with Heschel, this concept of God consciousness and soul consciousness and oneness of spirit is very much in alignment for me. And I really feel personally that when I, my Jewish prayer or my Jewish practice is the beginning, is only the beginning of how do I take that out in the world, but how do I use that in my daily practice, whether it's a separate prayer and meditation to come into that oneness of spirit, to elevate my own consciousness, and then to take that out in the world. You know, that I can only change in my own circle. I can only change my own, and that whole Musar practice that gets me in alignment and that kind of thing. So it's beautiful.
I'm going to hold off because I know where you're going to go, in part. I want somebody who's like, who takes a different perspective. I want someone who's like, don't give me that woo-woo stuff. Let's hear the limitations, the challenges to Heschel.
Okay, so I'll be the rebel in the group. I was just saying to my son, Zachary, that all my life I've been told that I should have a connection with Israel, and it's my home, and but to me, home is where the heart is, which is where my family is and my loved ones and where I can be myself. And I've never been to Israel, so I've never seen the land. I don't have any family or friends. I know not a soul there. So for me, while it's on the bucket list to go to Israel, it's not home to me yet, because I don't have those connections. The wiring, I guess, is there, but, you know, never had the plug. So for me, home, in my definition of home, is not Israel yet.
Excellent, thank you. All right, Ed doesn't need a mic.
Thanks. So three definitions of Aliyah, right? So we use the word here. People just made Aliyah. They made a progression visibly to be part of the ceremony in the Torah service. So what I want to just deconstruct it. What is Aliyah? What is going up? And the Jewish people, after the destruction of the temple and the exile, learned how to be a people and to have nationhood, and to make Aliyah without the land and without the temple. And now we're in this conundrum where, okay, there is a reconstruction of the land. There isn't the temple. Some people advocate that we should reestablish the temple, God forbid. I'm sorry, let that slip out. Oh, I'm so sorry. But is that a restoration of Judaism, or is it a backsliding? What would that be? So when we put value on Aliyah being tied to the land, is that analogous to us putting value on Judaism being tied back to animal sacrifice in the temple? And so the question is, how do we go backwards in our history by reclaiming the land without going backwards as a people?
Okay, so great question to just hover in the air for us. And certainly Heschel was not arguing at all for a sacrificial system, right? In fact, it's a rather remarkable thing that he does by saying that if we're going to survive, one of the things that I always feel about Israel, and okay, here I am, a progressive rabbi, and there are lots of American Jews who look at Israel and see a religion that has a lot of its structure formed by the rabbanut, by the chief rabbi, and by only one flavor of Judaism, which is very far from how we understand it, where our ethics and values are. And yet simultaneously, I find in Israel a greater range of religious possibility than I do in America. And I'm always struck by that tension, right, between the outer forms, which all sort of fall into this Orthodox camp, and the inner forms, where there is so much more learning that I, as an American Jew, can do when I'm there, because there's such a deep culture of the spirit there.
And so it's fascinating, right? These different aspects of home and spiritual home.
Riffing off of what Ed added and what you were just talking about, I'm thinking of the Jewish diaspora. And part of my understanding of what makes us strong comes from the Dalai Lama's question, the book, The Jew and the Lotus. And that reflection back when the rabbis asked, well, what makes you strong? And it's how we are able to make our Judaism portable, how we are able to take it with us, how we take it in Shabbos in our homes, and it's something that is in our heart. And so for me, in my experience, the Aliyah has always been that experience that I make of it, that lifne, that raising up that I do on my own.
Wonderful. So I'm going to do a sociological analysis right now. Oh, I'm going to do a sociological analysis first, which is that if we're here today in a summer Shabbat without a simcha, we're tending already towards the Heschelian answer, right? We're here today because we want to be here. And there's no outer reason. And the answers, I think, are skewing more in line with that. And yasher koach to us, because we have a lot of work to do in the American Jewish community to have our prayer services touch our kishkas. A lot of work. But we're here today, and we keep hearing that. I'd be fascinated to know if there was a bar or bat mitzvah ceremony from a family that was less connected but had a sense that, oh, this is what we do. We got to have this sociological thing of have a bar or bat mitzvah for my kid. If I could get people to speak up, whether we'd hear more of those other aspects. And we need to keep that, even we may be a self-selecting group, and we want to hold that realization at the same time.
Thank you. As some of you know, I spent a number of years in Israel, went there with the possibility of making a home in Israel. And after a few years, I realized that the Israel of the mid-60s could not be my home, even though I helped build it, and in a number of ways I helped defend it in 67. It could not be my home because I had a choice to make. Would I be a Jew in... Would I be an American in Israel, or a Jew in America? And I opted for the second one, and that's why we're here. And we still have the obligation, though, to support Israel as we want it to be, even though they say, if you want it to be, come and make Aliyah. No, that's not gonna work. It doesn't work there, it didn't work then, it's not gonna work now. So we can only do what we can do to be the best Jew we can.
Thank you for that. You brought up another aspect, which is this tension so many American Jews have with Israel, this rift, and my thoughts are just going back to our Haftarah at the very end, and of this relationship in which God talks about how we were in our youth, in our relationship, and how much love there was, and how that separates. And I think one of the things that's important for us as American Jews who feel that sometimes, right, to varying degrees, that people are extremely disturbed by everything Israel does, and people who feel Israel can still do no wrong, right? But mature relationships are aware that you will have periods of separation, that there are going to be ways in which each partner is developing separately, and that it is incumbent upon you, if you want that relationship to work, to find the new language of love and relationship and the ways you can be together, because that's what saves a relationship, a marriage. We are going different directions in part because the conditions of our homes are so vastly different. And we have to remember that just because, you know, we live in a craftsman house and they live in a ranch or what have you, right, that there is still, the foundation is still there. And how do we build on that? And how do we find that way? And so I think Heschel offers us one reminder of nurturing the deep soul of the Jew, which has always been connected not just with our immediate community, but our community around the world, that we are a people both that is landed and landless, and that those bonds and ties are stronger than our differences. I'd like to think, as I prepare to leave and return to one of my homes, but only one of my homes, that we all find a way to make all our actions in the realm of religion, in the realm of our relationships, in the realm of our politics, an aliyah, a raising up, so that we can be the best version of ourselves in all those spheres. Shabbat Shalom. That's all.